So we're back here at Shed Talk. I was blessed and able to find another individual that has their own entrepreneurship and their own business. Nyla, thank you for giving us the time and stopping past and tell us a little bit about your business. So tell us a little bit about your business and why you got into it.
I got into digital I have a program, digital marketing, but it encompasses so much more than what the words are. Search engine optimization, content marketing, social media marketing, email marketing, PPC, which is pay per click, affiliate marketing, analytics, data analytics, life insurance. It teaches you life insurance with living benefits. It teaches you how to do stocks, how to get small business loans if you're just starting out. So it encompasses a whole lot more than what just the words are. I got started through somebody else who introduced me to a program, which I thought was pretty cool. And it teaches you how to monetize on every platform, whatever platform that may be, not just on social media.
Okay, that sounds a lot. That's a lot to put in a ball. I mean, but it has a lot of branches off to this one tree. Now, early in the develops of you deciding to go down this path, what were some of the obstacles that you found challenging for yourself?
For me, I guess failure, right? Failure, you're always going to get failure, but you have to be able to stay driven. You got to keep up front. What is your goal? What is your main goal at the end of this? For every five no's, you're going to get a yes. Building that relationship with your clients, a trusting relationship that they can trust you. In the beginning, it wasn't easy. I'm not going to lie to you. It wasn't easy because everybody tries to reinvent the wheel. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. The wheel is already invented. So that's where I fell short. Tried to reinvent the wheel when I should have just kept what the wheel was and kept moving.
Okay. So, I mean, I know you have a lot going on your day-to-day basis, but walk us through the steps on how you open up the day and what's your routine for this?
Okay, so I usually get up about 4 a.m. in the morning. I'll have my coffee, and while I'm drinking my coffee, I'll write down like my goals, what I want to achieve for the day and what has to be done, and I prioritize them. After I'm done having my coffee, I log in, I see what's going on all the platforms. I check out all the analytics of everything and the strategics of everything, to see what the previous day looked like and to see what the day is going to look like moving forward. Cause you can kind of project a little bit of what the day is going to look like. While after I do that, I get my kids ready and get them off to school. And then I come back and I'm on the laptop all day long.
Now, let me ask you this question. Now, as far as in, I know that you gave us the routines and what you do. Now, as far as in the other competitors, have you seen different competitors out there? How do you go through that stuff, if you don't mind us asking?
The difference between my program and other competitors, right off the rip. So if you purchase the program, you get 100% resale rights and 100% profits. I make nothing off of it. So that's just two big kudos that I give because for me, I want to see everybody win. The third thing that differentiates us from that is people are selling digital marketing product, which only encompasses exactly what it states, digital marketing, how to monetize on a digital marketing on a social platform. Ours isn't like that. Ours is not like that. Ours goes into if you want to start an Airbnb, if like I stated, life insurance, if you want to start a nonprofit organization, there's so many other avenues with ours compared to other people. It's so much encompassed in it that that's what differentiates us from that. And they sell it for so much higher than what we sell. And you don't even get half the stuff that I offer.
Know, everybody likes to save money, right?
Exactly.
So that's a big one. That is a big one. Now, as far as let me know. I mean, I know that you know you're on social media. How much of a role does technology and social media play a factor in what you're doing?
So you got to learn the platforms. Each platform, you got to learn all the analytics. I have my notes right here because
take your time.
Each platform, you got to learn the analytics of it all, which is pretty cool. Once you learn the analytics of each platform, you can network. You can use that to network to gain people's trust, introduce yourself. Because that's what you want to do, right? It's about building a relationship. What are their needs? What is the client needs? So you're providing a service for whatever service that may be, and you need to solve their problem. Okay. Pretty much you're a problem solver. So you want to solve their problem and find out what their need is and come up with a plan to be able to solve that problem or slash need for that client. And you want to foster a good relationship in the meantime.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, as far as in where do you see, say, 5 years from now, where do you see with technology in a way in your market, where do you see it evolving to?
Digital marketing is changing every single day. Every single day it changes. And right now in Forbes, it's the top fifth. So the average digital marketer working 2 hours a day at entry level is 88K plus a day. By the year end of 2026, it'll be the number one gross earning. So, and there's so many avenues. It's not just on social media. You can do UGC. You can do agreements with big stores. You know, it's not just the words.
So let me understand, what is UGC? Can you explain that, please?
It's a creator where you make advertisements. So hypothetically speaking, say Walmart reached out to you and said, hey, I want you to advertise and make 3 advertisements for me so we can put on our website. So you would say, okay, for this X amount of dollars this month, $4,000, I'll give you 3 advertisements. And each advertisement is only 8 minutes or 10 minutes long. So you make 3 10-minute videos that they're going to put on their page, and you just made $4,000.
Wow, that is amazing. Yes. So let me ask you this other question. Whenever it comes to your life, you said that you have children. How do you actually balance the two?
So in the beginning, I mean, right? Everybody's goal is work-life balance, right? So that took, I'm not going to lie, that took me a minute to master, like, to try to get it together. So I personally have learned to set aside time. This is my working hours and this is my family time. Because I used to just run 24 hours a day. I mean, I would lay in bed and things would come up in my head. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get up, you know? But no, you have to set time aside. Like, this is what I'm going to work and this is what I'm going to do. Of course, in the beginning, you're going to grind a little bit like everybody does. But once you get to a position in a space where you feel comfortable that you can do it, set aside a time, because you don't want it to, anybody who owns a business know it consumes your life, right? Owning a business consumes your life, and that's fine. But you need to set a time, normal working hours. And anybody who has purchased this program from me, I give them my personal number because some people need more help than others. So I give them my business line that they can call me at any time, whatever. And I just say, give me 24 hours to get back to you. But you got to learn to, this is family time and this is work time.
That's awesome.
You have to set those boundaries and keep those boundaries.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now another question, with your customers, how do you actually strengthen and foster a good relationship with your customers and your clients, if you will?
So I first, you know, they ask me questions about the program, but I try to find out what their need is. What is it that I can be of service to you? What of any of my services can I help you with? And then I show them receipts, so to speak, like previous people's comments or previous people's reviews, and I show them my work, like, this is what I've done to help this person or whatever it may have been that was asked. And I try to build them confidence that I'm capable of doing the job. I lay out it on the table. This is what I can offer. If this is not something that you're interested in, you know, I don't lie. I don't try to sugarcoat it. This is what my services offer. If this is not within your scope, you know, by all means.
You may need something else.
Yeah, and you may need something higher.
Right. So as far as in going, how long have you been into this
craft? I went to school for networking and digital back in 2001. So I have a degree in it. So since 2001. Okay. But I didn't start my own business until a couple of years ago.
That's awesome. I mean, that says that you actually have been taking your time. You got the knowledge on it. You focus on this. How do you stay motivated besides your children that motivate you to get up and do this every day? What other motivations do you implement, like Nala? You got to get up and you got to do it. What do you do?
Simply put, my children and I love a challenge, and I love seeing people win. So if I can be a part of somebody else's success, even a little bit, like to get them to their goal, that's a win for me. That's a win. You know?
I mean, you know, just think about if the world was more in tune to where, you know, you want to see everybody doing well. You know, isn't that how we all should be? But that's in a perfect world. And we both know that that does not go on.
Exactly. So if I can just see, if I can help people get to their goal and they need just a little push, I'm going to do that. If they're having a rough day or, you know, hey, Nyla, like, I just need a minute of your time. Like, today's been a rough day. Like, you're going to have those days and that's okay. And that's what I'm here for as a coach and to guide you through that. And that's okay. It happens. It happens to me. It happens to everybody. And I'm sure yourself too. Like, it happens to everybody and it's okay. But if I can help one person win and just be kind, right?
Right.
If we could just be kind and kindness is free.
That is everything.
That's a win for me.
Yeah, that definitely is everything. Now, let me ask you this question. Whenever it gets down to the business that you have been doing for an extended amount of time, what success have you seen where you're like, you know what, this is for me? What, take me back to the story where you can reflect and say, you know what, I'm going to stick to this. This is definitely my bread and butter.
So my very first client, I was doubting, and my very first client, like, she was hesitant on getting it. And she kept, I gave her my number. She kept texting me and she was going through a bad struggle time. And that gave me motivation. Wow. I could really help improve this girl's life. I mean, she was living out of her car. She had two kids. She was going through a divorce. Like, and she didn't even have the money to purchase the course, which I helped her. I said, it's okay. It's on me. It's on me. Like, I want to see you win. I want to get you out of your situation. And I was going through a time in my life at that time where I was like, is this really going to be for me? But when I seen the smile on her face that I was willing to help her and willing to go above and beyond and the gratitude she had, I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This, and I've been in nursing a long time as well. And I left nursing to do this.
Hey, well, thank you for your service in the time as in doing nursing. That's definitely another one that you have to lock into. But, you know, you change gears and this is where you landed at. And you seem to be happy with this line of work that you actually are doing out here. Now, another question that I do have for you. What advice can you give anyone who's interested in getting out here and getting into digital marketing?
You have to have a plan, right? Everybody's got to have a plan. So you want to have a plan. You want to find your own niche on which route you want to go, because digital marketing can encompass so much. That's what differentiates my program from everybody else's. If you wanted to start, say, a beauty salon, that comes in the program that I offer. It'll teach you that. If you want to start an Airbnb, if you want to start investing. So you need to find out which way you want to go. Start a plan. Which way do you want to go with digital marketing? Do you want to build relationships with big name brand stores? Do you want to just do investing? Do you want to just network solely and do UGC stuff where you're making just advertisements on, you know, name brand stores? You have to figure out which path you want to choose. And once you figure that out, you need to make a plan of how you're going to get there. How you're going to get there? What's the steps you're going to get there? How you're going to build your relationships? How you're going to network, right? Because once you have a plan and every day you check something off, you've succeeded, right? You've done something. So if you write it all down and then you check something off each day, you feel good because you've conquered one of those goals, right? So it makes you want to be more motivated to do something. So you just keep with your plan and never veer from your plan. You might have to make adjustments here and there based on what the market is or which way it's going, but you got to find your niche. And once you find your niche, it's take off from there.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you know what, before I let you go, I do have to ask you one last question. How can our viewers and listeners be able to get a hold of you?
I am on TT. I'm on TikTok at Nyla.Nyree2. I am on Beacons. You can go to beacons.ai/Nyla bio. I'm on Lemon 8 as Nyla Nairi. I'm on multiple platforms, Instagram on Nyla.Nairi, the same thing. The name is all the same. I'm on several platforms. And if you go to TikTok, all my links are in there and in my Linktree and my Milkshake as well.
Wow. Wow. It sounds like, I mean, you know, that sounds like they will be able to get a hold of you on any platform. So if you got a smartphone and you're on any type of social media sites, you will be able to get a hold of Nyla. Nala, thank you again for your
thank
time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for definitely being a part of this. And this is Sean, and this is Shed Talk.